Chapter 40. The small town of Bernardston, Massachusetts, was abuzz with gossip and speculation. For weeks, word had spread of strange animal behaviour, of dogs barking at unseen intruders, cats yowling in the night, and birds flying away from the town in fear. The townspeople were filled with a sense of dread, as if something terrible was about to happen. The journalist for the Mercury Alert was a young man in his early 20s named Jake. He arrived early in the morning to investigate the rumours that made their way to his desk, which was local news and entertainment. He got permission from his editor to pursue the story because the editor wanted a feel-good local puff piece that would go between the presidential race and the war in the Middle East. Jake spent most of the morning walking up and down the streets, talking to anyone he could find. When he arrived at the town centre, the first person he spoke to was an old man sitting on a park bench. The man was named Edward, and he had lived in the town for many years. When asked about the strange animal behaviour, he launched excitedly into his recent experience. "A few nights ago," Edward began, "I was reading a book before going to sleep when I heard a loud howling and screeching noise coming from outside. I jumped out of bed and went to the window. I looked out and saw a pack of wolves, their eyes glowing in the moonlight, running through the fields. I was so scared I hid beneath my blankets until morning." The journalist thanked Edward and moved on. He spoke to several others. An old woman told him of a time when she saw a flock of crows gathering in a tree outside her house. They seemed to be watching her, as if they were waiting for something. A young woman said she had heard dogs barking and howling for hours in the middle of the night, but when she went to investigate, she found nothing. Every person he spoke to told him about bizarre happenings, all related to animals and unusual behaviour. He visited a coffee shop and invited himself to sit in with a group of elderly men who were discussing the strange animal activity. When he asked them to share their thoughts, they speculated that it could be a sign of an impending natural disaster or a warning from an otherworldly source. "It's been known to happen before," one man named Jackson offered. "Natural phenomena make all creatures go a little bonkers, especially when the animals know they can't do anything about it, like flea." He paused for effect as the journalist tapped some notes into his iPad. Sometimes their reaction is as basic as not eating for a short stint. On worse occasions, they start to kick around their surroundings and may even need to be sedated. The other men had similar stories to tell. One had noticed that his chickens had become agitated and had started to cackle loudly, like a thunderstorm was on its way. One of the other guys added, "You're too young to remember this, but a long time ago, TV shows revolved around animals, trying to warn humans about potential dangers. Lassie or Flipper come to mind." "Right, guys," he said, looking at the others. They all nodded in agreement, their expressions changing from smirking to concern and then looking amused again. He continued, "Animals have been known to be able to outrun natural disasters like forest fires because they could seemingly sense the danger and possibly even communicate it to others of their species." The reporter thanked the men and moved on, his mind full of questions. All the stories he had heard made him suspect that the animals were indeed trying to warn the people of Bernardston. But of what? And why Bernardston? Could it be happening elsewhere, and he just didn't know it? Because he was on a tight timeline, and his office would be collying him back to other projects, he had to hustle before he ran out of day, so he didn't give himself time to do a little more online exploration. Plus, the reception in this small town was terrible, so he'd have to slog away like an old-school reporter and actually talk with more people to complete his story. Copying and pasting details from an online source wasn't an option at the moment. As he went from shop to shop, he too started to notice odd activities with different animals, strange cries from birds, dogs bolting into the street, and distant sounds of farm animals crying out above industrial facilities designed to keep their noises away from the public ear. Through the afternoon, he felt like a political candidate, speaking with anyone and everyone as he wandered up and down a few streets. The theme continued. Animals were behaving oddly. He even heard rumors that some animals were just disappearing. Jake couldn't help but feel a sense of dread. He wasn't superstitious, but the circumstances made him believe that something truly wicked was coming.